USA News, I'm Jerry Barmash. In his first comment since the federal indictment, former President Trump told a crowd of supporters in Georgia on Saturday that it was a vicious persecution by the Biden administration's, quote, weaponized Department of Injustice. However, Alan Sanders, a political science expert, said the unsealed 37-count indictment is thorough.
And so what was really important in those documents was how they went through everything. They almost tried to prove their case. In the indictment, this was not a speaking indictment, it was a screaming indictment showing everything that they had uncovered.
Trump is expected to surrender on Tuesday in federal court in Miami. Ukrainian officials say they have evidence Russia blew up a dam that caused an environmental catastrophe this week.
Ukrainian investigators claim to have intercepted a phone call between Russian agents who were talking about plans to blow up the Novokakhovka Dam in southern Ukraine. In a Telegram post, the Security Service of Ukraine said Russia wanted to blackmail the country by creating an environmental disaster in its southern region. I'm John Schaefer.
In what was billed as the biggest pride celebration ever at the White House, President Biden gave praise on Saturday to the LGBTQ community for their courage and for the hope and light they generate for people. The man known as the Unabomber has been found dead in his prison cell. A Federal Bureau of Prison spokesperson said Ted Kaczynski was found dead Saturday morning at a medical center in North Carolina. Former FBI Special Agent Cliff Watts recalls law enforcement's lengthy pursuit of Kaczynski.
They actually allowed the media to print his manifesto, and that is what broke the case open, because his brother, Kaczynski's brother, was the one that read the manifesto and recognized the writing. So it was a remarkable investigative step.
Kaczynski was 81. A sports note, Arc Angelo wins the Belmont Stakes. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
A suburban Salt Lake City parent has done a bit of turnabout when it comes to his local school district banning some books for kids.
The parent followed the procedure set up by the Davis School District to flag a book it should consider banning, noting the objectionable material. The parent found a book filled with sin, like adultery and violence, and the district agreed. So it's removed the Holy Bible from elementary and middle schools while keeping it in the libraries at high schools. And now another parent has submitted for possible banning the Book of Mormon, the bedrock of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, the faith of most people in Utah. I'm Richard Johnson.
Bryan Cranston is clarifying his comments about retirement. The actor, best known for playing Walter White on Breaking Bad, told British GQ magazine that he will take a break from acting in 2026 when he turns 70. However, he now says he meant it will be a one-year hiatus from the industry. The writer's strike has completed 40 days as Hollywood film and television productions have come to a halt. Bryan Cranston is clarifying his comments on retirement. The actor, best known for playing Walter White on Breaking Bad, told British GQ magazine that he'd take a break from acting in 2026 when he turned 70. However, he now says he meant it will be a one-year hiatus from the industry. Arc Angelo is the winner of the 155th Belmont Stakes. The victory also brings history to Jenna Antonucci, the first female trainer to win a Triple Crown race. I'm Jerry Barmash, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.